This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Paul had Judaizers and different sects of people, the Jews, that will follow him everywhere, and they would stir up trouble everywhere he went. That's what got him stoned in Lystra, if you read the story. Them Jews that followed him, they stirred it. Everywhere he go, there'd be trouble. He had to be lowered over the wall in Damascus in a basket so that he would escape. Because 40, I think it was 40 men that made a pact that they would not eat until they killed Paul. Everywhere he went, there was trouble. Folks trying to take him out. God didn't remove that. Paul got victory when he began to rejoice and say, I take pleasure in this now. Anybody understanding? I'm not trying to get this off of me. I'm not trying to get out of this. I'm standing here. I'm going to take pleasure in it now. I count not my life dear unto myself. Listen, when he adopted that attitude, some stuff changed. The reason why some things don't change, you never get to that place where you take pleasure. You complain. You murmur. You trying to get out of it. You're doing everything you can to try to change the situation, and it ain't changing. Till you can learn to be content right there. Come on. See somebody right now looking at that price tag. When you can learn to be content. See problems that we have is with our egos. Especially us brothers. Because we men, we can do this thing. I don't need no help. Amen. We need all the help we can get. Amen. See, Jesus made a statement. He said, except we become as little children. Amen. You know, little children aren't dumb. They're dependent. Amen. They totally depend. They may, you know, act like, you know, a little bit, but let a dog bark or something. Where they running? They running for mommy or daddy, right? They're dependent. And they hiding behind a leg looking. Well, God said, except we become as little children. See, grace is not a week-to-week thing. See, a lot of people want grace now for next week. No, grace is a moment-to-moment thing. Stay with me, somebody. I said, grace is a moment-to-moment thing. You can't be strong in yourself today and then next week or tomorrow you wanting God's grace. That's a roller coaster ride. No, God wants you in that place of dependence on him. Now tell me God don't have to do a work in you to get you like that. Hello, come on, because we're educated. We know, we have understanding. We're tooled. We have abilities. We can do stuff. He says in Proverbs, acknowledge him in all your ways. Some of them don't even pray over dinner. Not that you have to, you know, because the food is sanctified by the word. But I'm just saying, you know. Just saying, you don't acknowledge God in anything. I don't know if there's anybody there here tonight like that, but I'm just saying. Okay, I don't want nobody condemned. Look at my time. He just saying. Tell him he ain't talking to you. When the grace of God manifests, we don't endure. See, a lot of people are enduring their walk with God. They're enduring until the end, trying to hold on till Jesus comes. No, when grace comes, we don't endure, we overcome. Come on, I said, when grace manifests, we don't endure, we overcome. We are more than conquerors in this life. Okay, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Are we in 12? Yeah, verse 10, this is what I want. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, In other words, from here on, Paul's weaknesses and his inabilities were no longer limitations. He said, I take pleasure in infirmities. Look up these words: reproaches, necessities, persecutions, distresses. You know, when folk try to stress you out. For Christ's sake. See, now catch that right there. For Christ's sake. See, God don't want you going out, starting no trouble, and then trying to run to him that, you know, people go and get themselves in trouble. No, this stuff was for Christ's sake. In other words, this was orchestrated by God. There's some stuff that's orchestrated by God. For Christ's sake, he said, for when I am weak, then am I strong. See, Paul got the victory right there. Paul broke through right there. He understood, for when I am weak. See, but God had to bring something to him to cause him to pray, to get to God, to get the revelation about that. And now he says, I'll take pleasure in these things now. Because I understand my victory is not in breaking through this stuff. It's in yielding to God in the midst of it. Because in so doing, he got victory. He says, in my weakness, or when I am weak, then I am strong. And guess what? After Paul understood and got the revelation and got the victory inside, to where he wasn't, you know, serving God with a bad attitude, but he could rejoice and say, I take pleasure. Guess what? God removed the thorn. Read about the end of Paul's life. Before Nero, Caesar, had his head cut off, Paul was in a hired house. It was like a comfortable prison, and people could come and go. He could preach, teach all until he was taken out. But that thorn was taken away from him. But it wasn't taken out until Paul changed internally. I hope somebody getting this tonight. You see, your weakness, when you come to the end of your strength and your ability, and God allows something in your hands you can't handle, look at somebody and tell them, that's an invitation. That's an invitation for you to yoke up with Jesus. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Tell somebody, let Jesus pull the load. I'll say this, God's strength begins where yours ends. Thank you for that hand clap. There's another one there. I'm preaching good tonight. Give me Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 8. God's strength begins where yours ends. Paul speaking about himself. Go back to verse 3. Okay, Paul is saying here, for we are the circumcision, talking to the Jews, which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Next verse. Though, now no confidence in their own strength. But Paul says, though I might also have confidence in my own strength. If any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in his flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel. That was a big deal. Of the tribe of Benjamin. A Hebrew of the Hebrews, touching the law, a Pharisee. These are credentials. These are highly esteemed credentials in that nation. Concerning zeal, Paul was so esteemed that he was given letters to persecute, to put Christians in jail, to have them stoned. As a matter of fact, Stephen, the first martyr, when they stoned him to death, in the book of Acts, it says that they had a little notation and they laid their coats. You know, they had to take off their tunics in order to throw the stones. But it said they laid their tunics at the foot of a young man named Saul. In other words, Saul was the one consenting to his death. So he had credentials. He had clout. He had all. He was high ranking. He said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. Now, here's where he learned. He said, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Next verse. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. You know what dung is, right? Fertilizer. That I may win Christ. What is he saying here? I suffered the loss of all things. He says, I count them dung. Why? I have to count them dung so that I can win Christ. If I'm holding on to these credentials, if I'm holding on to this stuff, then I'm not going to win Christ. Paul understood. He said, I count these things, all this reputation, all this stuff, all this honor, I count it dung that I may win Christ. Next verse. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Here he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That only comes and manifests when we die to ourselves. And that thorn was given him in his flesh so that he would die to his own strength. So that the resurrection power, the fellowship of God's suffering, would conform him. That's what baptism is. When we are baptized, we go down in the water symbolically as he went down into the grave. And then we come up. But when we go down into the water as he went down into the grave, he died in weakness. But he was resurrected in power. Amen. And that's a symbol. It's an act. We're commanded to be baptized. But it shows going down, dying to self, dying with weakness, but out of that weakness, resurrection life. See, you can't have resurrection life unless there's first a death. Otherwise, you just have life. How many know there are two books of life? There's the book of life and the Lamb's book of life. And the book of life, David, you know, under the Old Testament, they could say things like this, but he was talking about his enemy. He said, Lord, take their name out of the book of life. In other words, kill them. That's what David was praying. The book of life, everybody that's born, their name is written there. The Lamb's book of life, only those that are born again. Amen. So when we have resurrection life, we are put in the Lamb's book of life. Look at somebody, tell them, God's strength begins where yours ends. Question for you tonight. Have you truly realized the limitation of your own strength? It's a good question. Have you ever really truly come to the place where you realize the limitation of your strength, of your education, of whatever? It's important that you come to the place of real. Now we're not I'm not talking about thinking defeat or thinking, you know, wrong about yourself or thinking, you know, with issues and insecurities. I don't mean that at all. I mean just knowing that you are human, and were it not for the grace of God working through your life, what you do, you couldn't do it. We can't do it ourselves. As a matter of fact, when self gets in there, God stops. He's got to get self out of the way.
We are continuing in part 9 of Mega Grace, Strength Made Perfect. Grace is a moment-to-moment thing. God wants us dependent upon him. Proverbs 3:6 states, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. When the grace of God manifests, we don't endure, we overcome. When I am weak, he is strong. God's strength begins where yours end. You must yield to God.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.